Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe.
All right, 403 on The Fan. Hour 3 of our radio program. Joe and Evan in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here to 6 o'clock, Chris Less Is More will come your way. Ernie Acosta, he's in Manhattan. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio where nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
So the Yankees aren't playing today. We'll see if they play tomorrow. Hopefully they do. Hopefully baseball can recover from.
Well, I just heard Ackerman say that as many as 14 Marlins tested positive.
I think it's in total, and that includes some non-player personnel.
Okay.
And I think it may include a couple of guys from a few days ago. I'm not sure where the total is. I do know that yesterday they had three starters, including their starting pitcher, Jose Ureña, not pitch. They still won, by the way, 11-6.
I know that. I saw
that. But they did lose a bunch of starters going into yesterday's game. And it's definitely a fair question to say, why'd they play the game? I mean, if you see that kind of outbreak, that it would have been wise not to play, and the Marlins are the ones, and I'm not blaming Miguel Rojas and the Marlins. I'm not even blaming Don Mattingly here. They're competitors, and they say, hey, we're good, let's go play. And I think that's the mindset. This is more about Major League Baseball. Should they have stepped in and said, hey, this is a little worrisome here. Yeah, a lot of guys have just tested positive. You know, maybe we should just pause, not play this game on a Sunday, isolate everybody, and figure out what to do next. And instead, they played the game. And that's the question of if it spread to the Philadelphia Phillies or not. We'll find out when they come back with a bunch of tests. But the Marlins did win 2 out of 3 over the weekend. So you got that, despite this horror. Hey, you know what's really scary, too, by the way? You know, I know in a lot of cases, asymptomatic, guys recover, and that's it. How about what's going on with Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox? He tests positive for COVID. Now there were worries about his heart. And it may be related. In fact, it's been reported that it is related to the COVID that he battled. And that is some scary, scary
stuff.
Well, we saw
Freddie Freeman, who had 104 fever. He was saying prayers that he was going to stay alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Craziness.
It's not good, bro. It's not good, man. I mean, I like I said, this is, it's not a good thing.
It's a day-by-day thing right now.
It's not a good sign for that the season's going to make it.
Not 3 games into the year, four days into the year to have this happen.
Yep.
Now, we mentioned the 2 games that were postponed, the Oriole-Marlin game that was scheduled to be down in Miami and the Yankee-Philly game because the Marlins were playing in Philadelphia. Both those games have been postponed. There is a baseball game going on right now, so obviously they're not stopping everything.
No. Well, the Mets are going tonight, as far as we know.
They are. They're scheduled to play, and we're going to see how baseball handles this. And we knew this all along that, okay, there's going to be an outbreak, and what are the leagues going to do? And we didn't know. We just said, what are they going to do? Well, we're about to find out. We're going to see what they do. When do the Marlins play again? Do they play again?
Mm-hmm.
What about the Yankees and Phillies? We'll find out.
Yep.
The baseball over the weekend when we thought, hey, we're getting a season, Saturday was not good for the Yankees. James Paxton had a very, very tough day, and I was a little surprised, though I get it, why Aaron Boone pulled him. Paxton couldn't get anybody out in the second inning. His pitch count, it wasn't high in terms of he's thrown a lot of pitches. It was high in terms of he threw a ton of pitches in the second inning. And Boone takes Paxton out, says, I ain't messing around anymore. And he goes to Michael King in a 3-0 game with the bases loaded and nobody out.
And he gets out of it.
And he gets out of it.
He did get out of it. Yep.
So I know King ended up giving up a bunch of runs. He gave up a two-run homer to Victor Robles. So if you look at the box score, you say Michael King wasn't good. Michael King was good. I mean, to be called upon, I know there's nobody in the crowd. I get that. But to be called upon in a bases-loaded, nobody-out spot against Trey Turner, who's very difficult to double up, and he gets him into a ground into a double play, got Adam Eaton out. I thought that was an impressive job by Michael King, but the Yankees just couldn't take advantage on Saturday of how awful the Nationals were defensively. Oh, my God. They were making errors. Like, every 5 minutes, there was one play in which Trey Turner made two errors on one play. In the first inning, there were a couple of errors, and the Yankees just had a tough time getting the big hit. But really, the issue was, you know, you get one inning out of James Paxton, you're asking for Michael King to pitch almost four innings. It was a problem. Yesterday, though, was a hell of a game. The Sunday game. They fight back from 2-0 down using the long ball. Gleyber Torres with a home run. Luke Voit, who had some bad at-bats, hits a home run. And then Gleyber comes up with that big hit in the eighth inning. And then they get a break because Emilio Bonifacio, remember him, steals third base. There's about to be first and third, nobody out in the ninth inning, except he overslides third. And good job by Gio Urshela realizing that. Keeps the tag on him. He's out. And Britton's able to get the next two guys out. The Yankees are able to win a very entertaining close game on Sunday to win the series 3-2. Big day for Gleyber Torres. They are able to get that big hit, at least one, on that Sunday. And they walk out of D.C. winning 2 out of 3, which you certainly have to take, especially when you start the game with Jonathan Loaisiga and you're dealing with a guy in Patrick Corbin who was in full control for most of that game.
Yeah, no, look, it was a good weekend for the Yankees. You got to feel good about a couple things. You know, first of all, obviously, Gerrit Cole looked great in the opener. Second thing is that Stanton, you know, it looks like he's ready to have a big year if we have the whole year. That home run he hit on Saturday night, even though they lost 9-2, was, you know, what, 480 feet, whatever it was. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yep. Bomb.
You know, Gleyber, who got off to a little rough start the first couple days, gets the big hits yesterday. You like what you saw with some of those guys, as you mentioned yesterday, Michael King, even Loaisiga, you know, over the first three innings he pitched yesterday and all of that. I mean, the Yankees are going to be fine. I mean, I have no concern that if we have a full 60-game season and we actually make it to the end and through the playoffs, that the Yankees are going to be right there. Now, who knows what happens in a best out of three.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be too concerned about the Yankees.
It's going to be very difficult to ever be concerned because of the fact, A, they're really good, and
no,
B,
they're just tremendous.
Teams
and they're so deep. I mean, they're deeper than deep. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, how deep can you be?
I thought yesterday was really impressive in terms of, you talk about deep, the depth of the pitching, that you're asking for 27 outs from your bullpen. And very few teams are really capable of doing this. The Yankees are. They throw Jonathan Loaisiga, and Boone mentioned to us when he was on, I think it was Friday, how tough he is first time around the order. And it was totally true. He was great first time around the order. The first guy he faces second time around was Trey Turner, and that's when he hits the home run.
Right. Yep.
But outside of that, he was great. I mean,
he was good.
Yeah, he was great. He really was.
Yep.
Even with that. David Hale wasn't great, but then Adam Ottavino pitched real well. Chad Green was tremendous, especially came in to the game with guys on base. Tommy Canley danced around trouble, especially an error by Gleyber Torres. Gleyber got the big hit and then made a bad error that potentially opened up the Nationals to come back. Remember, they had second and third and one out, but Canley got the big strike out of Starlin Castro. So Canley was good. Britton fought through trouble. And so even though they asked their bullpen to get 27 outs, they only gave up two runs against the Nationals. And it's a reminder of how deep they are.
You know, Nationals, by the way, let me just to talk about them for a second.
Yes.
Obviously, let's not forget Saturday, you get the injury to Strasburg, who doesn't even make the start on Saturday as well. The Nationals just do not look like the same team. Now, again, I don't want to put a lot of stock in the first weekend, especially they're playing the Yankees. But they just don't look like the same team at all. You take Rendon out of the mix. I know Harper hasn't been there for a couple of years, but, you know, Soto's out of the mix with the COVID. Zimmerman's out of the mix because of the COVID. He decided not to play. They just don't look like they're going to be the same team, bro.
Well, you hit on
Castro's playing. You know, I mean, they just don't look the same.
You hit on the two guys. The two guys. Forget Bryce because he's been gone for a while,
and
even forget Ryan Zimmerman. It's Soto and it's Rendon.
Yeah, those
now,
are guys.
We know that Rendon is gone, so that's not
something
that's, you know, he's not walking through that door, as they say. But Juan Soto changes the look of that lineup.
Sure.
And so instead, you're talking about a 3-4-5 of Castro, Kendrick, and Eric Thames. That's all you need to know. Howie Kendrick's a dangerous player. He reminded us
very
how clutch
dangerous.
He was last year, no doubt.
He seems to hurt the Yankees, too, Howie Kendrick.
Yeah, and look, the Yankees, to their credit, pitched around. They intentionally walked him twice in this game yesterday.
Yep.
And that's how weak I think the national lineup is, that Boone and the Yankees felt comfortable saying, you know what, we're not letting Howie Kendrick beat us, because he has beaten us a lot over the years.
No doubt.
But, I mean, it really starts with Soto. And their best player is not playing. You know, just think about it. You took away their best offensive player, and he's not there. And so I think that definitely changes the look of that
line.
If
you got any kind of issue with Strasburg, that's a major problem.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. And it's I want to be honest with you, man. I get off the air. I get a text from Lugie saying Strasburg's out. And my first reaction is what? My first reaction is COVID.
Right.
Like, that's the thing that pops
that's
in your mind.
That's going to be everybody's first reaction to anything right now.
And
right?
I felt bad, but I'm being honest. When I heard it was this other injury, I was like relieved. And I don't know if I don't know what Strasburg would think, but it does pop into your mind that that's what it is. And I feel bad that this guy's got a hand injury. Hopefully he's okay. I mean, I don't want to see anybody hurt. But that was what popped into my mind as soon as I heard he was scratched from the start. And even though both weren't COVID-related, think about this. First three games of the year, Clayton Kershaw, Steven Strasburg, both scratched before they make their first start.
Yeah, yep.
Right out of the gate.
Yep.
But a good weekend for the Yankees.
And Verlander. Now you got this issue with Verlander, too. Let's not forget about him.
Yeah, he made his start, but yeah, he's out for a couple of weeks. And there was a report yesterday that he was out for the year. And then Verlander quickly said, that's not true. I'm going to rest for a couple of weeks. And Corey Kluber got hurt.
Saw that, too.
Right at the beginning of his Texas career. And he's got to be shut down for 4 weeks. And in a season like this, I mean, that's essentially half the year, more than half the year. It's basically done when you hear something like that.
Well,
it's crazy.
In the long term, it may not matter. If it keeps going like what happened today, it isn't going to matter.
Now you're right. Here's the thing about Rojas with the Mets managing.
Good.
And I'm
what
not
aggravated you?
All right. I loved it on Friday, so I got to be honest. When he went for the defense and said, I'm taking Cano out.
Right.
I'm taking JD out. I'm going to go improve the defense. And it worked, and the Mets won 1-0. He does this the other day. Same situation in the game, eighth inning. Up by a run. He says, all right, I'm taking JD out. I'm taking Cano out. And then subsequently, pinch runs for Yoenis in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Yep.
Now, the Braves are down a run. They come back. They tie it. And now when the extra innings come around, instead of J.D. Davis coming up, it's Jake Marisnick, who did come through with a hit. I want to point that out.
Right.
Instead of Cespedes coming up.
It's Noonie.
It's Noonie.
Yeah.
And instead of, and I can't kill this one, instead of Cano coming up, it's Dom Smith pinch hitting for Jimenez.
Which was okay.
Which, you know, yeah, you're right. That one is fine.
That's okay.
I'm just thinking out loud here, Joe. I don't know how comfortable I feel in a one-run game.
No, I agree with you.
Taking all these guys out.
I agree with you, and I understand. I mean, Yoenis is the DH. I mean, you know, he did go. I mean, yesterday, when I was still watching the game, he walked, and actually I was shocked that he actually went the first to third on a hit.
Yes. That's a good point.
Were you stunned by that?
Yes, I was. Conforto's hit, yes.
If you're telling me that Yoenis is okay to go to first to third on a base hit, okay, then why the hell would you, in a one-run game, where he's not playing the field, by the way, can you leave him in the game? I mean, well, that was like the classic Bobby Valentine with Piazza move, you know?
Okay, so here's the difference, though, because I'm mixed about this. I have to admit, I'm mixed. He goes to Noonie, who steals second, and the Mets are looking for insurance runs. If at the time, I forget who was up. I think it was Robbie's last at bat, or no? I think Cano was already out of the game at this point.
Might
I'm trying to remember.
Right.
But no, it was. I think Robbie was up. If they come through with a hit and add an insurance run, then it works out perfectly. Then it's a brilliant move that you're going for that run in the eighth inning. So the Cespedes one I'm mixed about. But look, there's a fine line. When do you go for defense? Understanding that if you blow a one-run lead, which is certainly not unreasonable, that you're leaving yourself naked where some of your better hitters are not in the lineup.
Especially Diaz. Yeah, you're putting too much confidence in Diaz in that spot. Just because he pitched well the day before, you know, that doesn't mean anything to me. You know, I got to tell you, it's not like I got this lockdown. It's not like I got a one-run lead and I'm going to Mariano now. You know what I mean?
So when do you go for defense then? I mean, do you wait till the ninth inning almost? I'm starting to think that then. But then again, it doesn't matter if you blow a one-run lead.
I just had a big problem with Yoenis because he's the DH. He's not playing the field.
But you're
going. That kind of bothered me.
Well, but here's why though, because it's the eighth inning and you want that second run.
I know why he did it. I get it.
But that's the fine line. When do you do it? Because you leave yourself naked.
Well,
and I got to tell you, and I'm not saying this because the Mets lost. I can't stand this dopey extra inning rule. I hate it. I watched it now with my own team, And it's just, it's not
They had their
baseball.
Shots, too. Let's be honest, bro. They had bases loaded, no out in the bottom of the 10th inning. And
I know they had their
run.
Shots. Look, the Mets lost because of the Mets. They didn't lose because of
and
some
They lost the
rule.
Game because Diaz blew the save. I mean, I heard this. I was hearing people. I was listening. Actually, it was coming back from my daughter's party, and I was, you know, I'm in the car, and I actually got in the car just after the home run that Diaz gave up.
Right.
And I'm hearing it in Howie saying this and Wayne saying this. You know, they're going on about, oh, well, no Met fans happy with the extra inning rule. I'm not thinking about the extra inning rule. I'm thinking that Diaz just blew the game for me.
Yeah, but you can do both. Diaz blew the game and the Met offense blew the game. Is that fair to say?
You
Those
know,
are the two things.
Hit,
they didn't
but,
hit.
I mean, when I'm they one strike hit. Away, whether they hit or not, when
it.
I'm one strike away, I mean, I expect to win the game. You
I
know?
Complete look, if I'm ranking them, it's Edwin Diaz
right,
and then
right.
it's the Met offense.
Right.
I'm not blaming the extra inning rule. I'm not. I'm just saying that now I'm getting to watch it. I watched it the night before
right,
with
right.
the Oakland A's game. I don't. It's not real baseball.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
like
it. Doesn't,
it
doesn't bother. It doesn't bother me as long as they just keep it to this year and that's the end of it. Then I got no problem with it if that's what they're going to do. You know.
Yeah, and it's not an excuse.
And all these
because...
games, end, by the way, all these games did end in the 10th inning, right? Every one so far that we've had, I think
I
it's
know.
Been three or four, has all ended in the 10th inning.
Bro, when I was done with this game, because what I've been trying to do, and I think this is kind of fun, is since I can't go to the games, I'm watching all these games outside. I'm setting up the TV outside.
You're actually outside watching these games?
That's right. I watched both Saturday and Sunday outside. Okay. Monday was different, or Friday, because we were on the air, and I was barely got off before you went to set the home run. That's a different animal.
Right.
So I watched, I may have to change that up based on the results, though. They did lose both days. So I'm watching these games outside, adding a little flavor to it. It feels like I'm almost at the game. And after they lose this game Saturday, I'm disgusted by the loss. I'm disgusted by Jamal Adams. I'm in a terrible mood. I go upstairs. I talk to my wife. She says, is there anything positive? Anything? I said, you know what the positive is, baby? You would love these dopey extra inning rules. And I gave the reason you just gave. I said, if we went to a game, you would know we're going to be home in a half hour
right,
once the right, extra inning starts.
Right, right.
But that's still not real baseball.
Well. Look,
it's not about getting home
nothing,
quickly.
The only thing I could say is that nothing's real this year, bro. I mean, in 2020, there is nothing real. Look, I thought it was interesting one thing that Kenny Smith said, I thought it was very interesting. And I agree with that. I thought about it. He said, you know what? He's 100% right. This is not 2020 anymore. This is not the extension in the NBA we're talking.
Yes.
This is not the extension of the 2020 season. This is something completely different than the 2019-2020 NBA season.
Well, he's
something
right.
Completely different.
He's right, I think, for two key reasons, with number one being – three key reasons. Number one being the layoff. I'll start right there.
Right.
The layoff.
Right.
Number two, the location of it and how different it is.
Yeah.
And then the third thing is a lot of these rosters have differences now, whether it's guys – and
sure.
I know it's not major for a lot of teams, but there are opt-outs. There are guys that wouldn't have been healthy that are healthy. There are guys that are not. But there's just a lot of stuff that's different. So I do agree with that. And let me make something clear. I get why they're doing the extra inning rule. I'm just bemoaning that I don't like the rule. I know why they're doing it this year. I accept it.
I think it's one thing they will not keep. I think that – that will be gone. They're not going to be using it in the playoffs, so I just don't see where that's going to stay. I mean, look, you never know, but I doubt it. I doubt it'll stay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.